Welcome to the Student Sessions, the unedited podcast for students and graduates that tells it like it is and addresses the issues that are important to you, today and every day. Brought to you by The Branding Man and hosted by Tonya Galati.
Hello and welcome to the Student Sessions. I'm Tonya, your host, and today I'll be speaking to Reggie Nelson.
Reggie Nelson is most recognised by the media as the young man who went from East London to the city by knocking on people's doors in wealthy areas for life advice. On his journey, Reggie completed 5 internships at various asset managers and a hedge fund in the city, the most notable being BlackRock and Aberdeen Standard Investments. Reggie is an analyst for an investment management firm in London, group chair of the ACCA Emerging Talent Advisory Group, and is a youth mentor for one of the largest youth networks in the UK. Reggie has previously worked with the Cabinet Office as they continue to address ethnic disparities in higher education. Good afternoon, Reggie.
Hey, Tonya, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. Just working from home, all as well.
Good, good. Just to provide some context for anyone who's listening to this podcast in a few years' time, we're currently in the middle of a global pandemic. The UK is in a lockdown. And Reggie and I are maintaining the social distancing rules and we're several miles apart.
Correct.
So, Reggie, why don't you paint us a picture of your current surroundings?
Right now, I am at my desk at home with my laptop. My cereal bowl is quite embarrassingly still here. And I've got my calculator and a few books in front of me. Just working on some stuff here for my day job.
Well, you sound very organised. And I know you're really busy. So thanks for giving us some of your time today. You are our first guest on the Student Sessions podcast, as if we could go with anybody else, Reggie. And the theme for today is maintaining a positive mindset and making the most of opportunities. So just so that we're all on the same page and we're all clear on what we mean by having a positive mindset, the definition that Reggie and I are going with is that positive mindset is around positive thinking, making that a habit, and making the best of any situation that you find yourself in. Would you agree, Reggie?
Correct, yeah, 100%.
Okay, so talk to us about how you're spending your time in isolation.
I'm going for my daily exercise, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon. I'm working from home, which is going okay, actually, but I think because I've got limited resources, things are taking me a little bit longer, so I am spending a lot more time working. So, trying to find the balance of, you know, just trying to get my exercise in, clearing my head a bit, and ensuring that I keep the quality I need to keep for the clients that I work on. So, yeah, a lot to think about, but it's going better than I thought, actually. A lot better than I thought.
Okay. Well, a lot of our listeners will be partway through their studies. They're at school or college or uni, and actually they've had to go very quickly to an environment that's often quite sociable to being at home and studying and trying to manage their own time. So what kind of techniques do you put in to keep yourself focused on your work, essentially?
I think just making, sounds quite simple, but just making the to-do list helps me. So I think before I tackle any day, especially as I'm working from home, it can be quite easy to be sidetracked by the various different things. Like the amount of times I go to my fridge knowing what's exactly there is quite, I amaze myself. And I think just making a to-do list of, you know, what you need to get done. So for me, it's like, I need to get this out for this client and I want to do it by this time. And I utilize my calendar quite a bit. So I put reminders on my calendar so it pops up to say, you know, you need to do this at this time now, so then I can stop doing what I'm doing here, go to do that, and then come back to what I'm doing. So I think just making a to-do list is helping in regard to balancing my time at home. Regular catch-ups with friends, I'm using technology quite a bit with Zoom and House Party. It's been working well in my favor in regards to just keeping communication with my friends so that I'm not so isolated away from them. So I think those two things are kind of keeping me sane at the minute.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about networking and keeping in touch with friends in a short while. I just want to go back to kind of you and what you're known for. And for those listening who know Reggie's story and have heard the intro, you'll know that Reggie is very much known for being very persistent in a good way and seeking out opportunities. And in fact, the last Prime Minister, Theresa May, described you as very persistent and very inspiring. So what drives you and what keeps you to pursue your goals and maintain a positive mindset?
Thank you for that. I think the main thing that drives me is knowing that, you know, there are people behind me that unfortunately don't have the same visibility that I was fortunately given. And what I mean by that is, you know, I grew up in a council estate and there aren't many avenues that people like me can pursue. For instance, where I live, you're almost presented with three avenues. Is either you become a professional footballer or a musician, or you unfortunately go down the route of crime, right? And I knew that I didn't want to go down the route of crime. I knew that I wasn't going to be a musician, and I did attempt the football route. I played football at youth professional level and youth semi-professional level, but unfortunately it didn't work out. At 17, I stopped playing. And, you know, I pursued a different career, which led me to the world of finance. And I've been able to carve a relatively good career in finance so far. And what drives me is just helping to paint that picture for people behind me, showing them that, you know, if you are from a socially disadvantaged background, then, you know, the cards were stacked against you. You don't have to go down the conventional routes that are blindly painted in front of you, but you can pursue anything you want to do. And I try to relay that through my story, through my messaging, through different sort of speaking engagements that I might do, just showing them that they can do anything they want to do. So that keeps me motivated. Another thing is just the people that believe me as well. I'm really fortunate to have people that back me to the fullest, both from a work perspective, family perspective, friends perspective, people that just keep pushing me to do well. And having those people behind me to push me, it almost encourages me on a daily basis to say, you know, if these people believe in me, then I almost need to believe in myself and keep going as well. So, yeah, I think those two are the biggest factors into what sort of keep me motivated and also keep me grounded as well.
Okay. I mean, you paint a very positive picture, and all the stories of you in terms of the opportunities that you've kind of found and that have come your way have been very positive as well. But there must be times when you wake up, or, you know, you have days like we all do where you just think,
yeah,
God, this is too hard, or, you know, you just feel like you just maybe want to shut yourself away.
Yeah.
How do you kind of get yourself out of that situation?
Good question. I think for me, it's goes back to the friends thing, and the network and the people around me. I think those two points I mentioned previously also help me in those times when I do feel down and I feel like, oh, I can't bother to do A, B, and C. I think having that goal in my mind, it almost gives me this this push to get up and go and do what it is I need to do. And also when I talk to my friends and stuff, they are like immensely encouraging. And I know that some of them are on the same sort of trajectory as me. So if I see them, you know, doing something, then it gives me a push to go and continue doing what I'm doing. And I think those days do come to a lot of us, and it's natural, right? Sometimes we're not going to feel on top of the world every single day. But I think just knowing why you started something and, you know, having certain things in place to keep that motivation will go a long way. So, yeah, I feel like those two points I mentioned previously of having, you know, good people around me and also having that goal of paving the way for others, it just keeps me motivated in the days that I do feel like I can't be bothered to do something.
I mean, there's probably people listening thinking, well, you know, that's all well and good, Reggie, but you're very confident and very proactive and you can kind of go out and do these things. But what if you are somebody that doesn't feel confident in networking and being proactive and doesn't feel that they have the social capital or the network to get them into a positive situation?
That one, I feel like that comes from, I'm going to sound very, very like cliche or preachy right now, but it kind of comes from within, right? And, you know, even if people don't have that social capital or that network, fair play. I am, you know, fairly driven, but I feel like if anyone has a goal that is worth fighting for, then that might spur them enough to go and do something, even if it's something little. I feel like maybe sometimes we look at a grander picture and we think, oh, it's going to take me years, or it's going to be really difficult for me to get from one end of the spectrum to the other. But if we sort of break that down into little chunks and maybe work on something today and then building it tomorrow and then building it the next day, then within a certain time frame we'll be able to get from one end either to the middle or three quarters of the way, or maybe the whole way, right, if we break it down into chunks. So I feel like if someone has a really, really I guess convincing goal, and convincing being for them, like they're really convicted in that goal, then I guess that could be enough for them to get up, strive for it. And even if it's not, then I feel like sometimes if they build that sort of, they can almost build, try and build their own capital around that for themselves, right? So if you have a goal, for instance, you want to get into this sector and you have no idea how to get there, then you can almost build the hedges for yourself, do a bit of research into this, look online how others have got there, look at the different paths others took, and then try and use what is to our disposal in order to build that trajectory for yourself. That could be like LinkedIn, for example, or other sort of sites that encourage that sort of networking and building that capital.
And like you said, there is so many resources out there. But I will just take this opportunity to say, for those of you that are listening, do get in contact with your school or your college or your uni, who will have lots of support in place for you that you can access, particularly during this quite difficult time, which people are understandably feeling a little bit unsettled by. So Reggie, just talking, going back to that whole point around friends and kind of using technology, obviously students listening do have a network of peers and friends, and by going to school and kind of going to college every day, you kind of create a sense of belonging, don't you? Somewhere that you feel comfortable in being yourself and kind of, you know, having a bit of a laugh. What advice would you give to those who are now feeling isolated by the current situation?
The best advice I can give for that is use the technology to your disposal, and I think that will help greatly. It's helped me greatly, right? And I've been using this time to catch up with old friends and, you know, to continue building the relationship I have with my current friendship circle as well. So I've been using FaceTime a lot, WhatsApp video calls a lot, been using House Party. I've been using my social networks like Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. And that's helped me a lot to not feel so isolated. Like I'm at my desk from about, what, 8 something, and sometimes I'm not done until maybe 7:30, 8. And because I'm at home, I don't really take many breaks either, because I just want to get it done and over and done with. So it can be quite hard in terms of, you know, you do feel quite isolated because you're just working all the time. But after work, I try to just make a call to a friend, or I've got quite a few group chats and we just talk in there, just unwind, get my mind off what I've been doing for the day. And that helps me feel less isolated. And, you know, I think knowing that everyone is going through the same thing as well, you're not the only one. And everyone is sort of trying to navigate this whole isolation and distancing thing. So I guess knowing that, you know, you've got other people that are also fighting the same battle and going up the same hill as you, it can almost provide a bit of hope as well. And I think that's what's worked for me so far.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, in the introduction, I mentioned that you were best known for door knocking, which is how you got your big opportunity. Obviously, we are in a lockdown situation, so that's not a practical step for anybody.
Not at all.
So how can listeners use this time effectively, given the restrictions? You know, it's a great time, isn't it, to kind of think about personal and professional development. How can listeners kind of be thinking about what they can be doing now to invest in their future selves?
Good question. I think now is a great time because there are so many platforms and so many initiatives going around in order to help with career and personal development. And because we have a lot more time in our hands, we're able to plan what it is that we want to do, be it in 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, et cetera, et cetera. So I think now will be a good time to sort of sit down and plan that and see where you want to be in X amount of years or whatever time you put on it. For now, the best thing about this period is that people are using technology a lot more, and you might find that people are using social sites like LinkedIn a lot more, or they are probably tweeting a lot more because people have a lot more on their minds. And with the technology at hand, it is very, very easy, and it's not as weird to just message someone and ask them for advice or ask them for tips, because everyone, like I said, is in this social confinement together. Everyone is in this sort of a hard time together, so people are going to be a lot more compassionate, people are going to be a lot more understanding. You've got a lot of people that are losing, unfortunately they are losing their jobs, and if people are, you know, I'm pretty sure if someone lost their job and they messaged me on how to get into the sector that I'm in, I'm definitely going to reply back to them, because, you know, I am going to be empathetic to that person because they are trying to better themselves. So if anyone wants to network or wants to build their social capital, I feel like now is a great time, because there is a lot of empathy in the air. People are a lot more understanding. People will probably reply quicker because they're at their desk and they're at home and they are using these platforms a lot more. So I think if people just make the goals that they want, so set time frames for them goals and what they want to do, and then use what is available to them to build that network, because it is one of the best times to do that.
And I think LinkedIn is definitely a great resource and networking platform for students and professionals. What about some of our listeners who may be kind of 16, thinking about, actually, what might my future career prospects be, and what can I do to develop myself to be ready for whatever I decide to go into?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to my 16-year-old self and what. I know, right? My 16-year-old self. I mean, I think now, and I think I've touched on this a bit today, it's just a really good time to just think and plan out what they want to do and plan it out without putting a title in it. I think sometimes we can, you know, plan something and we put a title in it and we're like, oh, this job title doesn't exist yet, or I don't know anyone that does this. But if you strip away the actual formal job title, just find out what you like and what you want to do. If you are a creative person and you want to, you know, do something in regard to creating XYZ, or you are really quants based and you love maths, then find out what you can do in regard to that. You know, if you're really, really good at maths, for example, then look into things like quantitative analysis, or look at some sort of coding, or look at quantitative methods, or whatever it might be. Just find out where your skill sets align, and that just comes from research. So if you're 16, 17, 18, you're at home, research into what it is that your skill sets align into. And once you find that, say, I go back to the maths example, say you are really, really good at maths and you think, you know, I really like analyzing things, I feel like I'll be good at quantitative analysis, then go on to platforms like we've mentioned, like LinkedIn, or even use various different social media sites to message people and just ask them, what do they do? This past week, I've received a lot more messages from people asking me things like, what did I study in my A-levels, or what's my day-to-day like, and how did I find my journey in university? The messages that I've been receiving have been a lot more. And I think it's because people are using this time to plan out what they want to do. So, and I've been really receptive. So I've been going back to everyone that's messaged me in regard to that. So the same way that people are using those platforms to message me and ask me for some sort of advice, there are a lot of people like me out there who will reply and give you that tangible advice as well. So yeah, I think that's that on that respect.
And obviously, you know, there's lots of new podcasts and things available. I think there's a good one I've heard of. It's called The Student Sessions, which I think has launched this week. Reggie, not sure if you've heard of that one.
I haven't heard of that one, but that is a really good point as well. Podcasts are, I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to find it quite boring, or 16, 17 year olds, they listen to this, but Wake Up to Money is a good one for me that I listen to. It's by the BBC and it comes out, I think they record at 5 a.m. in the morning, but it's online for the week. And that just gives a breakdown in regard to like the economy and what's happening with businesses, and you know, it relates it back to COVID-19 and stuff. And you know, that's been really helpful for my understanding, my development, and it's not too technical. So I think if anyone is pursuing a career in finance or the broader economy as a whole, Wake Up to Money is a good one that I've been listening to most of the days since lockdown. But yeah, sorry to cut you off. Just on that note, podcasts are a great way to develop, learn, and engage more in various different topics. But no, I haven't heard the podcast that you mentioned.
That is only the one that you're on now, Reggie, The Student Sessions.
All right. That was a joke.
Okay, so just thinking about, obviously the clock's ticking, we haven't got long left. I guess what advice, just going back to staying positive and kind of making the most of opportunities, not being overwhelmed by obstacles, what advice would you give to our student listeners about keeping a positive mindset? You know, just not even just from a work perspective and studying perspective, yeah, but just kind of generally, because we don't know, you know, how long we're going to be locked in for. We don't know what it's going to be like when we come out of this and what the impact is going to be on jobs and education necessarily. So kind of, you know, some people might feel an anxiety around it. So what's the advice from you, Edgy?
Yeah, I feel like just make time for yourself and really try and look after your mental health. In a period like this, it is quite it's quite easy to fall into various different traps that almost affect your mental state and can make you feel overwhelmed because of, like you mentioned, the anxiety or the pressures and stuff. So I think just take time to look after your mental health in whatever capacity that looks like for you. Be it exercise, be it talking to family, talking to friends, finding a new hobby, finding something that just distracts you if that needs be. From a personal standpoint, things I do is I talk to friends a lot. I go and exercise. I am writing a book, so I take time to really write, dive into that. I do like poetry and spoken word, so I take some time to do that as well. I pray as well, so I'm a Christian, and I pray as well, and that really helps me to stay grounded and keep my head on a sort of level plate. Also provides me a bit of hope as well. So I think those are the different things that I do to stay focused and just ensure that I'm in a good frame of mind, and knowing that it doesn't last forever. So this isn't something that is going to last for years and years and years to come. It is very, very temporary. And I guess knowing that within a couple of weeks or months or however long it is, we'll be back to some sort of normality, again, might sort of help those listening as well.
Okay. Well, we have run out of time. Is there anything else you want to add, Reggie, before we sign up?
Just make sure that you subscribe in any way that looks like, make sure that you follow, and yeah, this is going to be one of the best podcasts in the world.
Oh, well done. Thanks, Reggie. I'll pay you later. thank you so much to Reggie for being our very first guest on the Student Sessions. I hope you, our listeners, have found today's session useful, and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Student Sessions, brought to you by The Branding Man and hosted by Tonya Galati. Never miss an episode by subscribing, and if you liked what you heard today, then why not leave a review? We'll see you at the next session.